I want you to humble and humiliate yourself for my amusement. When you lower yourself and beg for something that you normally take for granted, I get such a charge. I love the power exchange in seeing you on your knees, begging and pleading for permission to orgasm. You look so helpless and powerless, utterly perfect down there, whimpering with a hard cock, leaking pre-cum all over the floor. Maybe if you beg enough, I'll let you spill for me, and then you can lick it all up like a good boy. Too many males are arrogant and refuse to humble themselves for their mistresses. Even when they dare to play at submission, they miss the heart of the power exchange in BDSM play. I want to see you really submit to your mistress, really humble yourself and put yourself in your place, giving up total control over your own cock, your own orgasm, and help to remind you of what you are and where you belong. When you humble yourself for your mistress, you place someone else's needs and desires above your own, putting her and her wants above your own. I love watching you truly beg humble on the floor. To be humble is to know your place, to not seek to rise above it. When you're humble, you're not full of blustering ego and prideful self-love. A humble male knows that his orgasm relies on the goodwill and forbearance of the mistress he serves. I want you begging and whimpering, incapable of orgasm without permission from me. Humble yourself and beg for permission to come from me. Should I let you come? Have you been good enough? Did you serve me well? Have you worshipped my feet properly? Did you beg enough? Let's find out how good you can be if I deny you just a little bit more. If you like this, you'll like my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com. Give me a call at 800-601-7259. Beg for Harper.